This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, July 7th. God's word to you today is focus. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 46, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "Listen to me. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you." Jesus did not prioritize the dying girl over the bleeding woman. Even in this, God was making a big statement to Jairus. "You are concerned about your little girl. I am also concerned about my little girl. This woman is my little girl, and I'm going to take care of her and pay attention to her. She's daddy's little girl." Profound. The God we serve can love everybody, and everybody will feel special. I remember at a session with Jack Hayford, and he wanted us to introduce ourselves. You say your name and church. When it got to my turn, I said, "Femi Monehim from God's Favorite House." And he said, "Okay, you are God's Favorite House, so what about us?" God's heart is that every church should be God's Favorite House. God's children are all special to him. However, we all respond to his favor differently. We have chosen to respond to it in an equally special way. We are God's Favorite House, and we have no apologies. Mark 5, verse 36 says, "But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, 'Don't be afraid, just have faith.'" God is saying to you, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." I explained some days ago that the word "overheard" in this passage actually means overheard and ignored. Jesus overheard and ignored them. If you are going to fulfill your destiny, there are some people you have to ignore. What they are saying may be factual. It is not that they are evil or devilish, but you have to ignore them. The news the messengers brought to Jairus was not wrong in the physical, and they were not lying. But Jesus ignored them. There are certain facts that you have to ignore for you to fulfill your destiny. For your faith to be activated, and for your faith to work, there are certain things that you must ignore. For instance, some of us have to ignore the facts of our account balance in order to believe God for the next level. Believe me, there are times that I look at my account balance and I say, "This is fact, but this is not what will determine my faith. My faith will be determined by what God has said. Jesus, if it is you, tell me to come walk on the water." As soon as he says, "Come," Peter put one leg in first, but I jump in. Why? There are certain things that your spirit can catch, but your mind cannot catch yet. Sometimes, if you wait until your mind catches it, it will be too late. Someone said, "When God is all you have to hold on to, then hold on to him with all you've got." Let us pray. Father, in spite of what the facts may be, I choose this day to focus on you and your word alone. Be it unto me according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.